Good Thursday morning, beloved. It's great to be with you as we are going to be reading Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 1 through 8. For because Israel's leaders failed to care for the people and caused them to scatter, God will punish them and will bring the people back to their homeland. God promises to choose a righteous king who will rule wisely and with justice. So God's saving word again for us this week has been justice and peace. So let's begin as we read Jeremiah chapter 23, beginning at verse 1. How terrible will be the Lord's judgment on those rulers who destroy and scatter his people. This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says about the rulers who were supposed to take care of his people. You have not taken care of my people. You have scattered them and driven them away. Now I am going to punish you for the evil you have done. I will gather the rest of my people from the countries where I have scattered them, and I will bring them back to their homeland. And they will have many children and increase in number, and I will appoint rulers to take care of them. My people will no longer be afraid or terrified, and I will not punish them again. I, the Lord, have spoken. And the Lord says, the time is coming when I will choose as king a righteous descendant of David. That king will rule wisely and will do what is right and just throughout the land. When he is king, the people of Judah will be safe, and the people of Israel will live in peace. He will be called the Lord our salvation. The time is coming, says the Lord, when people will no longer swear by me as the living God who brought the people of Israel out of the land of Egypt. Instead, they will swear by me as the living God who brought the people of Israel out of a northern land and out of all the other countries where I had scattered them. Then they will live in their own land. Today's key verse is Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 5, where the Lord says, the time is coming when I will choose as king a righteous descendant of David. That king will rule wisely and do what is right and just throughout the land. You know, God had given the rulers of Israel a task, care for his people. They were simply stewards. These people didn't belong to them. They might have been the king or whatever. But these were God's people. And what did they do? They abused them. They scattered them across the known world of the time. So what is going to be their fate? God promises that those people who did the scattering, they themselves will be scattered and living in exile. And of course, that righteous king is going to be Jesus. And won't that be a wonderful time when finally this world is ruled by someone who is not motivated by greed, is not motivated by their own selfish desires, but is motivated by pure grace, mercy, and justice. Let us pray. Righteous Lord, you are the Lord, our salvation. I thank and praise you that you are my source of safety and peace. You rule with justice and mercy, and in you I place my trust and hope. Amen. Well, that brings our Thursday morning to a conclusion, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we will be in Jeremiah chapter 30, verses 1 through 24, where the Lord promises to rescue the people living in exile. Until then, just keep looking up, because Maranatha, the Lord is coming again. God bless.